Community 5 FM, it's 8:07 in the morning. Dick Burton with you, and coming up, Sufi Seal. 65 degrees, cloudy, high today should be 75.
It's Neil.
8:09 is the time. Sufi Sales is with us. Good morning, Sufi.
Good morning, Dick, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
It was yesterday, right?
I was Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
7-11.
I lost a day somewhere. Anyway. And you know what? It's so wild because we were going to have a nude girl pop out of a big cake this morning and to say, happy birthday, Dick. But when we took that cake out of the oven a little while ago, she didn't look good at all.
You having trouble with the microphone there, Sufi?
What is that?
That's the fax machine. That thing goes on and off all morning long and drives us crazy.
So do I.
Yeah.
Do you? Yes. Anyway, it's bright. Well, July 4th has come and gone, and thoughts of it still linger. I held a firecracker in my hand. Has anyone seen my finger? Jokes like that have kept me out of big time. And I want to correct you. You said this morning that I was going to be at Pine Knob tonight. I'm going to be there this coming Saturday.
Well, let's say 4 or 5 days.
What's four or five days? I'll stay over.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's really, you know what? I'm very excited because you know who's going to be on the show with me?
Well, yeah, I think Marv Welch.
Tell me, because I
Johnny,
don't know.
Okay, Welch, Johnny Ginger.
Marv Welch and Johnny Ginger.
Right, exactly.
And like, you know, hey, in the 50s at WXYZ-TV.
Yep.
But what a lot of people don't realize is how good they are at stand-up. Because Marv Welch was like the first one to do a comedy club. He used to be at Harry and Alma's. For years. Harry and Alma's.
Really?
Yeah, it was like in those days, like in different cities, like in, you go to Cincinnati, there was a guy named Clarence Luce. You go to Los, you know, and everybody worked in a particular club.
Okay.
So you go out for a night of comedy.
Yeah.
So Marv Welch was so big, he was at a club called Harry and Alma's.
Yeah.
And they used to play the Star Spangled Banner every 15 minutes, see who could stand up. Oh, yeah. You walk in there and they draw a line across the floor. And if anybody trips over this thing, the drinks are cut off. You know, it was wild.
Sure.
I had sawdust on the floor and I said, gee, that's great. They're having sawdust. And he said, it's not sawdust. That's the furniture from last night. And the hat check girl's name was Guido. It was a tough club. But Marv is
that
funny.
Is a tough club.
So a lot of people don't realize that Marv was Wixie Wonderland.
Yeah,
and Marv
right.
doesn't even realize. But he does a great stand up. And Johnny Ginger, who has been hiding out in Toledo these last few years, always did a great stand up.
I didn't know.
Comedy
that.
Turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so they're going to be there with me. And I said, hey, that's great.
Yeah.
It's called the Together Again for the Last Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And it's going to be this coming Saturday.
Saturday
it starts
at Pine Knob.
At Pine Knob.
Okay.
And
have you worked with these guys before on stage?
No. I've never worked with them on stage before.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they said, well, you can have anybody you want. And I was thinking, well, I could get this person. I said, why not have like a TV reunion?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because they had thousands and thousands of fans, millions of fans.
Well, now, are you going to have, in this part of this reunion, are you going to have like that nude lady? That...
Oh, yes. And also, for the first time, you know, they have that giant screen. We're showing, you know.
Oh, she's on the screen.
She's going to be on the screen.
Oh, she's not going to be in person.
I couldn't get her to leave the room. No, but the fact that she's going, it is the first time you're going to see it all.
Let's back up, because I'm sure there's some people that don't understand what we're talking about.
Well, when I left Detroit and I went out to L.A., one day I was working out in front with White Fang and Black Tooth and Zog,
sure.
And I was doing a bunch of stuff, and there was supposed to be a woman screaming, and I would go to the door, and there would be a pair of women's shoes followed by a pair of men's shoes, and it's like a blackout, you know, you look into the camera, and you go to commercial.
Right.
Well, in the clip, I go to the door, and you'll see, I look down looking for the shoes, and the shoes aren't there, and I look up, and they had a naked girl behind the door.
Uh-huh.
And I went, it scared me to death. And it was the floor director's girlfriend.
It was?
Yes, can you imagine? Say, honey, come down to the station tomorrow. We're going to play a joke on Sufi. You'll get naked. Okay, honey. You know, that's the kind of girls you want to hang out with.
You do that all
those
the time
are the kind
now?
Of girls you want to bring home to mother.
That
don't
noise.
Bring them home to father.
No,
what?
Not to dad.
Not to dad.
That noise you made, Sufi, is the common experience with women?
When I see naked women, I do that. So anyway, and she was there.
Yeah.
And it was like, but you know, it was live. So the fact is, you couldn't just say, well, you had to go on with the show. And I walked back out, and there were no cameramen or engineers in there. They were all around the back taking pictures. I wanted to do a charcoal sketch, but she said, I got to be home by Friday. You know? But it, so I'm going to show that. That clip has been voted the. It's probably the most famous blooper and outtake in television history, because every station has it.
Sure, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, what else?
So you're gonna show that?
Yeah, that's almost, that's the one thing, because there's a part in the show where I do a thing about the old show, and so and the thing I'll show this clip.
Well, many people through the years have seen the show. Are you recognized on the road?
Yeah, but you know what? It's really, they'll recognize you. You know, like I was in Fort Myers, and you know, when you get through doing the show, and I always have a refrigerator in my room, have some juice and keep some stuff, because I'm hungry, because usually room service closes at 8 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And so you stop in, you know, and I was in the line getting some juice and things, and the guy turned around and says, "What are you doing here in town?" I said, "Why, is there something wrong?" You know, I said, "I'm working here." And you're, "Oh, okay."
Sure.
But like the wildest thing, I used to work a club in Toledo called Friar Tuck's. I worked there every year for 12 years. Oh. It was in Maumee.
Okay.
So Saturday, I have my conductor plays piano for me, Paul. So I say to him, I said, "Let's go out and get out and get some fresh air. I'll buy you lunch."
What Saturday?
This is on a Saturday.
Oh, I thought this was on a Saturday.
No.
On a Saturday.
On a Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we go, and I says, and we see Little Caesars. And he said, "Oh, I love Italian food." I said, "Let's go there. We'll have Italian food." So we go.
Italian food at Little Caesars. Okay.
Well, it figures to me. You
well,
know?
Yeah, in a way.
You know,
in a way.
Sure, anyway. Yeah. Okay. So we go in there, and the waitress comes over, and she says, "Would you like anything to drink?" I said, "Yes, I have a glass of white wine." And Paul says, "I'll have a Beck's beer." And she says, "Okay." She says, "Well, you'll have to wait to 12 o'clock. And I says, "Is that when the bar opens?" She says, "No, but that's when the bartender comes in, because he's the only one here old enough to serve you." So I said, "Well, okay." And I said, "I will have, you know, we order pizza, and he orders spaghetti and everything like that." Yeah. And she says, "The chef is such a big fan of yours. Could he come out and say hello?" And I said, "Well, certainly. It's fine."
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, a short guy, sort of bald, wearing glasses, comes out, and he says to Paul, my conductor, he says, "My God," he says, "I never thought I'd get to meet you." He said, "I've been a fan of yours for so long." He said, "I have a couple of your albums." And I'm sitting there, and he's talking to Paul, and he says, "Sure. And you know," and he's not putting me on.
Oh, yeah.
He said, "Really?" And he looks at me, he says, "You know, you look familiar, too." And I said, "I'm Soupy Sales, you dummy." And he went, "Well, what the hell are you guys doing here?" And I says, "We come in there to eat." He says, "You don't want to eat the food here. It's terrible. He's the chef."
Wait a minute. Wait, let me back up to this. Little Caesars has a chef?
Well, that's what they say was. They said, I don't know what goes on back in the kitchen. You know, it's like, you know, I asked him what the vegetable of the day was, and the guy says, "Our cashier." You know. Oh, you're talking about the achy breaky?
Yeah,
they're two
earlier on.
The song. Mm-hmm. They're two guys are going to go to the electric chair in prison. Yeah. So the warden comes to him and says, "Anything you'd like before you, you know, execute?" Yeah. The guy says, "I'd like to hear Achy Breaky one more time." He said, "Okay." He says, second guy says, "Anything you'd like before you?" He says, "Yeah, I'd like to be first."
Anyway, so
a guy goes in. I got a joke. A guy goes. A guy goes into a restaurant, and the maitre d' says, "Yes." He said, "I like a table for one." He says, "I got to eat and get out of here. I heard this is good." He says, "You can't come in." He says, "You're not wearing a tie." The guy says, "Come on, you can put me a table over the side." Mm-hmm. He said, "But," he said, "and I'll eat now. I won't bother." He says, "Sir," he said, "the rules, you have to wear a tie." So he takes out a $20 bill and he says, "Here, put me in the back. I'll sit even in the kitchen. Just let me eat and get out." He says, "I'm sorry, sir, you can't come in without a tie." So he says, "Okay." And he goes out to the car in the parking lot, and he opens up the trunk. He takes out a jumper cable, and he ties it around his neck. Uh-huh. And he goes in. The mayor, he says, "Yes." He says, "Table for one." He said, "I told you, you had to have a tie." He said, "This is my tie. You see this? This is my tie." He says, "Okay." He says, "You want to eat it that bad? I'll give you a table, but don't go starting anything."
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
where's the drummer? What, is he asleep? Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's it. The drummer's. So it was your birthday, huh?
Last Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. So what did your kids give you?
Well, what'd they give me? They gave me, I got a shirt. Yeah. I got a pair of jean shorts.
Yeah, because my kids, for my birthday, they sent me a check for $1,000.
You're kidding?
They told me to sign it and send it back. Rotten kids.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and for Father's Day, I told my youngest son, he said, what would you like? I said, I'd like to have breakfast in bed. So he drug my cot in the kitchen. It's not easy. Oh, would you knock it off? Oh, yeah, wait.
Hey, Thupi, listen.
You know the mayor?
The mayor, yes.
Yeah, it's good to see you back in City Troy.
Yes.
But, you know, I have to urge you to tell my favorite Thupi Thiel joke.
What's that?
You know the one, guy flying in the airplane.
Oh, yes.
A guy
goes out to, he wants to do free fall, you know, parachute.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the instructor tells him, he says, when you jump, you count to 10 and you pull the rip cord.
Right.
And the guy says, what was that number again? And the instructor says, 3. So anyway, so the guy goes up in a plane.
Yeah.
This is his favorite joke.
I thought that was the punchline.
No, it is.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's a better joke.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll be the judge of that. And then he goes up. They get up to 1,500 feet, and he jumps.
Uh-huh.
And he pulls the ripcord, and the ripcord doesn't, the parachute does not open.
Oh, boy.
And the guy goes,
same, that he must have met the same girl.
Same, yeah. And as he's falling, there's a guy. He looks at it. It's coming up.
Coming up.
Coming up.
Yeah.
And passes him. As he passes him, he says to the guy, he says, you know anything about parachutes? And the guy says, no. Do you know anything about stoves?
And that's your favorite joke.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah, I love
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh. I see.
So they put John Gotti in jail. They send him. And they put him, you know, he's going to go away for life. Mm-hmm. And so he puts him in a cell with his cellmate. So he says, the guy says, what do they do around here every day? He says, this has got to be the most boring thing. He says, no, he says, it's really not bad. He says, Mondays, we listen to radio all day and all night. He says, you get your favorite radio shows. He says, Tuesday, he says, you get to watch your favorite TV shows. It's really great. He says, on Wednesdays, he says, you get to watch your favorite movies. And John Gotti says, that sounds pretty good. The guy says to him, he says, listen, he says, are you gay? And John Gotti says, no. And the guy says, you're not going to like Thursdays.
All right, now Suvi's going to be out at Pine Knob Saturday night with Johnny Ginger and with Marv Welch.
Yes.
You want to do the soup thing right
here? Yes, well,
right.
We always do that.
All right, and here we go.
Of course, we go to our favorite restaurant, the Chew and Choke.
That's a Chew and Choke.
Yeah, and I was there the other night. I asked the maitre d', I says, what's the catch of the day? And he said, hepatitis. But this is the trouble people have with waiters, you know.
You're right. Okay.
And you'll be the customer, and I'll be the waiter.
All right, okay. Here we go. Okay, waiter, there's a fly in my suit.
Well, do you blame him?
Waiter, there's a spider in my suit.
I'm sorry, we must be out of flies.
Waiter, who turned my microphone off?
The drummer.
Oh, the drummer did. Okay. Wait, he didn't like the joke. All right, waiter, there's a fly in my suit.
Well, I'd like a second opinion.
Okay, it's too salty, too.
Okay.
All right, I should have done it like you wrote it. Also, okay. It's also
look
too salty.
Look how he blames me.
Okay, waiter, yeah. I can't eat the soup. Call the manager.
It's no use. He won't eat it either.
Waiter, there's a fly in my suit.
Okay, I'll bring you a fork.
Waiter, you keep scratching your head. Do you have dandruff?
No, sir, just what's on the menu.
Waiter, there's a fly in my suit.
Well, you're lucky there's no soup on your fly.
And waiter, do you have frog's legs?
Certainly, sir.
Good. Hop in the kitchen and bring me a hamburger.
Okay.
He gave me the punchline.
You always do that.
Soupy Sales, Saturday at Pine Knob.
7:30
show, along with Marv Welch and with Johnny Ginger. Okay,
yeah.
And that's the
and show. One more joke I got for
go
you.
Go ahead. Love to have it.
Who you calling a gourdhead? Remember those words? No, but happy birthday again, really.
Thank you.
Good. Look at the cake and everything.
Yeah.
We were going to
Linda brought up a cake.
Yeah, Linda... Yeah, they were going to put candles, but the fire department's afraid it might raise. And
that's right. Linda from Dash Electronic, Dash Mobile Electronics. That's right.
There's
get the plug in.
There's a guy gets on a. There's a guy gets on a plane in L.A. going to St. Louis. So the plane takes off in about a half hour. The guy sneezes and goes, ooh, 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 ooh. And the guy next to him looks at him, and a half hour later, the guy sneezes. He goes, hachoo, and he goes, and another half, and all the way. So they, 3.5 hours later, they land in the airport in St. Louis. So the guy sitting next to him, he says, listen, he says, I'm a doctor. And he said, we got on the plane. He says, every half hour, you would sneeze, and you would groan and moan. He said, is there any problem? He says, no, it's an allergy that I have. He says, what's that? He says, well, every time I sneeze, I have an orgasm. He says, well, what are you taking for it? And the guy says, black pepper.
All right, Subi Sales, Saturday night at Pine Up. Thanks again.
Thank you, Dick.
See you. Bye-bye.
What are you waiting for?
Now, Wendell, do you expect us to believe there was a McDonald's in biblical times?
Absolutely. And there was a big sign in front.
Oh, yeah?
Over 3 sold.
Oh, uh-huh.
But what if you're a guy and your infant is a girl?
Yeah.
That happened to me and my daughter Wanda Ledbetter when she was an infant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in order to avoid embarrassing Wanda, I took her into the ladies' room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Changing tables in men's rooms is not a new idea.
Really?
They've been doing this on the continent for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea is very, very...
On the continent? European?
No, I just spilled some coffee on my trousers.
Yeah, okay. Wendell Ledbetter, putting things in perspective.
You're welcome.